Unit 3, Lesson 2, Exercise D, Part 3. An institution can be defined as an organization that is both large and important. A web search for the top banking institutions is dominated by the Wall Street investment banks, the large American banks. These merchant banks, as they are known in the UK, operate for profit, big profit. In terms of banking, the merchant or investment banks are perceived as extremely important and capable of generating huge profits, or indeed losses. Sometimes referred to as money market or money center banks, they have a global presence and their knowledge of international finance makes them the specialists in dealing with multinational corporations. In the UK, merchant banks traditionally provide finance to companies to enable them to increase the share capital of their subsidiary companies. They act as an intermediary between an issuer of securities and the investing public. They facilitate mergers and corporate reorganizations and act as a broker for institutional clients. In the US, corporate banking, brokering, or underwriting private local US banks are part of their services. When a company decides to go public and sell stock, investment banks underwrite IPOs, initial public offerings. They also fund LBOs. This term, leveraged buyout, refers to the takeover of a company whereby the company assets are the security for the money lent by the bank. The traditional trading banks have a very conservative image. They loan money and make investments to businesses to buy, sell, and merge. However, the merchant or investment banks are very entrepreneurial. For example, they have moved into areas traditionally dominated by insurance companies and share brokers. In fact, merchant or investment banking may not even be the largest part of their revenue stream. For some, that may now be their retail or insurance services, although asset management is still an important sector.